This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday, April 28th. Steve Geller here with Charlie Long, bringing on 6:30. That's when we'll have LSU baseball in action tonight, taking on Southeastern, a big cat battle, I should say, as it's the Lions versus the Tigers, and a tough one for the Tigers. The Southeastern squad is definitely no pushover. Looking forward to seeing how the Tigers respond after a poor outing their previous Tuesday, just a week ago, getting run ruled at home. Wasn't the prettiest sight for the Bayou Bengals. Going to get into plenty of LSU baseball talk. Before I do, wanted to get into our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, seeing on here someone asking, why don't the Saints sign Tyler Shuck's favorite target in Louisville? He's an undrafted free agent right now. And that one stood out to me right away, Charlie, just because watching the game film of Shuck after he was drafted by the Saints, number one, Ja'Cory Brooks on Louisville stood out to me, but unfortunately, he has been signed by the Washington Commanders.
Right, the Commanders scooped him up. I was about to say, I thought he did get picked up. Yeah, no, he's not available anymore, unfortunately.
But yes, 61 receptions, over 1,000 yards, and 9 TDs. That Tyler Shuck highlight film, definitely a lot of number one in there.
I know, and unfortunately, that was the one position.
And a big receiver.
Yeah, the one position that the Saints didn't fill in this draft, the biggest position of need that they didn't get was wide receiver. 9 different positions drafted, but you didn't get the big body receiver. Granted, there weren't too many in this draft class to begin with, but that definitely felt like the one hole that they didn't address.
Yeah, it'll be interesting now to see how things pan out going forward. There's been a little buzz around, you know, mentioning the name Keenan Allen, the veteran who has worked with new head coach Kellen Moore before when both were on the Chargers.
He's been around the block.
Right.
I mean, I don't know exactly what you would expect from Keenan Allen at this point in his career, especially when you look at last season. With he was with the Bears, and they had that formidable trio with him, Roma Dunze, the rookie, and then DJ Moore, who's been steady Eddie for them.
DJ Moore's a doll.
Yeah, he is. But that was, you know, we'll see what happens with Keenan. Keenan will have some options if he wants to come back and play football for another year.
Yeah, I would expect the Saints to kick the tires on it because they do still have that needed wide receiver, I feel like, and the fact that you do have Kellen Moore having experience of working with him before. So I guess if all went well with him on the Chargers while both were there, it's a definitely, you know, reunion possibility.
Yeah, they're not the only team that needs a big body receiver, though.
No, Steven, right.
That's kind of the issue, is that, you know, you'll see a couple of these teams. My buddy that's a Cowboys fan has been talking to me nonstop about how they didn't take a receiver in this year's class, and he was expecting them to do it. And I told him, you know, if Tet McMillan's there, your Cowboys will probably take him. Tet gets picked at pick eight by Carolina, so he doesn't get there, and they take Tyler Booker. They had a pretty cool draft, though, with Booker, and then later on in the second round, they get a steal with Donovan Ezeraku, and third round, they get a steal with Savone Rivel. But they didn't address the receiver position just like the Saints. Maybe it just wasn't that good of a receiver class, Steve, in all honesty, and I think there's some truth to that. At least it wasn't as good as last year's was, for sure.
Yeah, meanwhile, you know, the Saints drafting nine players. We'll be getting to see a little bit of action from them next weekend when it's rookie mini camp, and then shortly after that, what will follow is organized team activities, and we'll make a big deal out of that, who's not there. But remember, the OTA sessions are voluntary for folks to attend, so you wouldn't expect to see probably some of your bigger names and guys that don't need it, and like someone like an Alvin Kamara. Meanwhile, yeah, not everybody is built like a Cam Jordan, is just a football junkie and constantly wants to be around the facility.
Yeah, don't panic when we don't see some folks at the OTAs. Just don't. I mean, it Who happens knows, every though, year.
Like someone like Alvin Kamara might go, you know what, there's a new head coach in town, I'm going to be around.
And that might happen. We'll just have to see, but don't panic. They're voluntary. I mean, it is what it is. Like, yes, you would like to see the players show up and, you know, start building that team camaraderie and being around each other early on before we even get to the training camp stuff and mini camp and all that good, you know, the later processes of the off season. But just don't overreact. Don't panic if some of these players don't pull up.
Lord knows we'll definitely be talking about which QBs are and aren't there. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Looking at tonight's game, we got LSU baseball back in action. Big series win over the weekend for the Tigers against Tennessee. And oh, so great to see Tony Vitello upset. There's no one of those punchable faces you could say in sports.
You know, it's funny because someone actually on our text line said that Vitello, Cason Evans looked a lot like Vitello.
He really did.
So we're joking about how Vitello's got a punchable face and we love seeing him lose. But at the same time, Cason Evans, who's a beloved young freshman star on the LSU pitching staff, looks just like him.
Yeah, I don't know if he was trolling him at all, but it seemed pretty funny that they looked like a twinsies over there. Obviously, a much younger version as well. But this LSU baseball team has been cruising all season long. They're up to number two in the rankings after taking a little bit of a dip. But we know that it's not going to really matter until the end of the season. But really surprised to see, Charlie, when you're looking at the schedule right now, there's just 10 games left in this regular season, and then we're on to SEC tournament time.
Is it 10?
10 more games.
We have two midweeks left, right?
Yeah, just that's
and,
it.
And this then one the and three, another one. The three weekend sets?
You got
wow,
it.
Wow, that's insane. I mean, Hoover's going to be here before you know it, and I'm really looking forward to the SEC tournament this year because of how, you know, we were talking with Zach Nagy last hour about this. The SEC, yes, there's Texas who's 19-2, and then there's Missouri who's 0-21. But then the entire middle chunk,
just
and maybe you can
feeding
like
off each other.
You can probably throw South Carolina in the category with Missouri too, because I think they're like 5-16. But the entire middle part of the SEC is just a bloodbath. And you know, LSU's positioned themselves pretty well to where they're 14-7 in the SEC. They're tied for second place with Arkansas. I talked about this last night during the second guest triple option segment. Those two are, you know, right. Knotted up. And they're playing each other next week, by the way. So that's going to be a really interesting series to watch. And then right below them is Tennessee, who's 13-8. And then it's just a ton of like 12 and 9, and then 10-11 SEC teams just kind of filling out a bunch of spots. So it's really, really center packed this year in the SEC. It's a ton of parity.
Looking at today's midweek opponent, no slouch at all. Southeastern Lions have plenty of bite to them. 33-11 on the season, 18-6 in conference play. They're 14-5 on the road this season. And you look at it, some pretty decent pitching and some pop in their lineup as well.
Yeah, good pitching, good hitting. I mean, that's how you get to, you know, the record that they have. It's been an impressive season for the Lions. And I mentioned this with Mike in the first hour that if the season ended today, even if they don't win the Southland Conference tournament, they're in position to potentially have an at-large bid.
Yeah, you showed me the layout of that
yeah.
Southeastern might be end up coming to the LSU's regional.
Right, it's bracketology, but for college baseball regionals. It's actually pretty cool. College Baseball Central had one earlier today. That's the one that I had sent to you and Mike. And it has LSU as the 2 seed, which is fantastic. I mean, they're the number 2 team in the country right now via D1 baseball, but that would have them hosting the road to Omaha, which would be excellent. At the same time, you know, their number two seed in their regional is Southern Miss. Southern Miss has always got a good program. But then number three was Southeastern. And the Lions out of the Southland Conference potentially getting an at-large bid, even if they don't win their conference. And that just kind of proves how good of a season they've had so far.
Last night on the Jay Johnson Show, Coach previewed a little bit about what we can expect from this Southeastern squad tonight. Sorry, that was the wrong audio right there, folks. My apologies. But yeah, the Jay Johnson on the show last night previewing this Southeastern squad. And of course, you know that this Tiger team is still licking their wounds from a week ago today, exactly 7 days ago. They had that tough run rule loss in the box.
It is funny, though, Steve. I did mention this, that if they won the series against Tennessee, a lot of people would forget. And I think a lot of people have forgotten about that game against Northwestern
State. But they haven't.
Yeah, exactly.
Jay Johnson and his team definitely fired up. And he mentions right here that this Tiger team's looking for to show their effort to another level this evening against Southeastern. Here's Jay Johnson.
More than anything, though, I think our team, you know, we want to play the caliber of baseball we're capable of. You know, our guys do have a lot of pride in performance, and, you know, obviously we had a great weekend this weekend, but, you know, I know a Tuesday night like last Tuesday did not sit well with them, didn't sit well with any of us, and so I expect a great effort.
Didn't sit well with any of us, and yeah, for me, I can just imagine this Tiger team just brimming you know, with anxiousness to get out there today and take back that midweek action that they had that streak going and ended up losing it last week.
And here's Jay's thoughts on Southeastern here, Steve.
Oh, we got it.
Yeah, they've played good from the start of the season, and that record is very impressive. They've been very consistent in series play on the weekends. They're in position to win that Southland Championship. I think it's a deep pitching staff. I would say we'll probably see some of the best arms that we've seen on a Tuesday, you know, throughout the entire season, you know, maybe going back to the Dallas Baptist game. So that's kind of the strength. They do play very competitively. They have a really good brand of baseball. So it's a chance to have a really good win, you know, a meaningful win. And when you talk about postseason and things of that nature, but we're going to have to play really well in the game to win the game.
Head coach Jay Johnson of the LSU baseball team right there. The second-ranked Tigers, I may add, against Southeastern. And, yeah, you look at the history between these two teams, the LSU Tigers have had a ton of success against Southeastern, a series that goes all the way back to 1937. LSU leads it 77-18. Lions not having much success against the Bayou Bengals.
Yeah, once again, though, I mean, you can kind of throw the records out when you have this good of a team coming to the box, Steve. And you already brought up also the road record is really strong. Scott Sanders, who came on with us yesterday, said that they're not going to be scared coming to the box. And it's a veteran unit, a good squad, a postseason squad right now, and they're looking for a signature victory, and LSU can't let it happen.
Like I mentioned, the all-time series, 77-18 all-time in favor of LSU. Since 1990, the Tigers have had a 50-4 mark against Southeastern, so we'll see if they can extend that tonight. We'll come back with a little more sports talk before we get ready for first pitch right here on WWL.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Just a few more moments before we hand things over to the LSU Sports Radio Network for LSU baseball taking on Southeastern this evening. We got some playoff basketball in action currently. The Indiana Pacers up 52-51 over Milwaukee. 9 minutes left in the third there. We'll see if Indy can close out things this evening. I know a lot of people are already speculating, where will Giannis Antetokounmpo end up next year? They think he's going to end up being traded.
I'm looking forward to talking with Nick Friedell later on in the week, or Odyssey NBA Insider, about these playoffs. Steve, I've been keeping up with it. It's been pretty hectic for the most part. As far as this Indiana-Milwaukee series, it's just kind of sad for Milwaukee. Like, at least the Bucks and Bucks fans got a championship out of Giannis's era, because it feels like it's over. I mean, Dame Lillard tearing his Achilles. He's 35 years old.
Probably won't be back next year, right?
I mean, you got to move on, right? And just hit the reset button. Now, the good news is that the Pelicans own some picks for the future for the Bucks. So that's something to keep in mind. We'll bring that up tomorrow as well, because if the Bucks completely hit the reset button and move on from their superstar talent that brought them a championship, it could benefit the Pelicans too.
Appreciate all you folks out there for tuning in. For Charlie Long, I'm Steve Geller. Have a great evening. Be back tomorrow with more. Next up, LSU baseball versus Southeastern, right here on WWL.